Well, hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone who's joining us here for our weekly show on Bridie on TV, The Tenpenny Files on Your Health. You know, for the last 23 years or so, I've given literally thousands of interviews on radio, TV, podcasts, live conferences, seminars, whatever, and almost all my information was one way or another about vaccines. But with decades of medical training and experience, there's so many other things to talk about and discuss. This is an educational show where I will bring you valuable information on your health. Tonight, my special guest is from Switzerland, president of the Swiss Association, WIR, Christian Oesch. We're going to be talking about NATO and other things that are going on in the EU from a boots on the ground perspective. You don't want to miss this. We'll be right back. Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant, you can take it when you're nursing, you can give it to little children, you can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water, because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out. The heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch within our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years.
Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Christian Oesch is one of the most influential Swiss opponents of the New World Order, Agenda 2030, and the international implementation of 5G. His educational campaigns have revealed the ignorance of governments and politicians on these two issues. As current president of the Swiss Association, WIR, Christian works day and night to educate the public on the dangers of 5G, crisis preparedness, health technologies, world politics, and eliminating the WHO. Yes! His work includes coordinating various freedom movements, obtaining legal opinions, and mobilizing grassroots organizations, launching criminal charges, political initiatives, and other activist projects across Switzerland and the neighboring countries. He has helped many change their worldview and using local facts and resources. In addition, he's the former director of Lipidus Enterprises. Christian Oesch has spent more than 20 years in the international business development, focusing on various tools and technologies for integrative medicine. That has enabled him to connect with hundreds of doctors, scientists, practitioners, therapists, and patients all over the world. And most importantly to me, he's my longtime personal friend. So Christian, welcome so much. Welcome back to the Tenpenny Files on Your Health.
Thank you for having me, Sherry. Welcome. I'm really excited to be back speaking with you. It's been a year and a half since we talked last time.
Yes, it's been far too long. So let's start with Switzerland's international and longstanding position on neutrality. Why is the U.S. and NATO pressuring Switzerland to give up this position of neutrality and longtime focus on diplomacy?
Yeah, that's a loaded question, Sherry. We have been experiencing, you know, that pressure onto Switzerland for quite some time, and obviously over the last few years in a very increased fashion, you know. So I think with the pressure from the U.S., you know, government, but also NATO now, especially, you know, in regards to the direction of the military situation here with the Ukraine and Russia, Switzerland is that one supposed to be neutral state in the middle, that little island there. And but we, as we all know, we got all the most important NGOs located right here in Switzerland. But we got the UN, right? We got the World Health Organization, we got Gavi, we got the BIS, and our Bank of International Settlement here in Basel. We got, you know, all these different organizations that have significant effect of everyday every day's life, you know, everyone's life. And so I think right now, the pressure that we get from the United States government, we see that also in banking. Maybe we have recognized what happened last year when Credit Suisse was, you know, kind of taken over from one day to the other. So Friday, these people went home for the weekend, and Monday, they actually didn't have a job anymore. They didn't even have a business anymore. So, So I'm in contact with people that were on the table there. So there's a national council member that was there. He was actually the president from the financial committee that observed that event when the Credit Suisse was literally chewed up by UBS, and it was done through the Swiss government. And so that was very significant. That was a real eye-opener for everybody here in Switzerland. And what's scary with that move, moving Credit Suisse into UBS now, is we have a mega bank, UBS, that is now almost twice or almost double the size of the gross domestic product, which obviously is a very big danger for this nation. And I'm going just straight in, Sherry. I'm not going to hold back. I personally think if we want to install a new world order, okay, a new world government, it would make absolute perfect sense to crush Switzerland. Because Switzerland, with the real strong democracy, very stable government, extremely stable currency, these three, right? Those three pillars holding up that special democracy of the world. If we can take them down, let's just say we have a banking crash, economic impact, banking crash, Switzerland will tumble like crazy. So if Switzerland goes, no one will even question, you know, if the epicenter of the next real financial crash comes straight out of Switzerland, nobody will question, okay? Then everybody goes bankrupt. We lose our cash. We go straight to the central bank digital currency, the UBI, the universal base income, which we shared, you know, and talked about it, you know, in another interviews and talks between us. It will make a perfect black swan across the whole world. So they can implement everything in that destruction phase that we now are. After the destabilization, I'm talking about the plandemic, plan with an L, on February 24th, 22, when Russia started its special operations into the Ukraine, that's when we knew, based on our research, that we went from the destabilization phase into the destruction phase of this agenda, which is really covered in the UN Agenda 2030. And last year, before Christmas, was first week in December, we did a special traditionals onto the Swiss government and all the generals here in Switzerland. I wrote this thing, two-page thing, and we totally rebutted these 17 targets from this, you know, UN agenda, because they paint that to be such a great thing, all these 17, you know, targets, and we totally unraveled this. We call them the Trojan horse with the 17 destruction goals for the world. And so we have done the, you know, the videos about this, all the 17 marshals. You have the chance to watch the whole one video. It's about 32 minutes, or you can go watch on our website, the individual 17 marshals that explain exactly what the New World Order agenda is. So it's a really big deal that's going on right now. And we're following that very, very closely. And we try to do as much as we can to educate people about what's happening, trying to have people figure out, okay, oh, wow, here's the red line. Here is how everything connects. So people think now BRICS is the new greatest thing, BRICS, the BRICS nations, you know. And I personally think we have to be extremely careful, because I think they're all on the very top. They're all together on the same table. And the reason for that is, in 2001, chief economist O'Neill wrote the white paper on the BRICS. That was Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs chief economist O'Neill wrote the white paper on BRICS. And about 20 years later, that gets implemented, really.
I'm going to just say that again to make sure people heard that. That the guy from Goldman Sachs wrote the white paper on BRICS.
Yeah.
Wow. And so then you said that you think at the very top level, all of these people are sitting around the table together, and they're just, it's like two football teams, right? that they look like they are competitors, but really they work together yep. on various different things. And so they set it up to look for the to make it look like that they're competing against one another, and the BRICS are trying to take down the Bank of International Settlements and the Federal Reserve and the petrodollar, when really they're just all working together. Wow.
That's how I see it, Cherry. And that's why all the viewers that watch this here, they may have a chance to relax and kind of come a little bit off this panic and angst mode. Everybody's in panic and everybody wants us to believe we go into a full-on nuclear Armageddon. I don't think that's happening. It's strictly angst and panic. We will have problems. We will have loss of life, but mostly through famine, generated through the destruction of our economies, through the banking system. I mean, the destruction, in other words, the elimination of a big percentage of our world population is the agenda from Henry Kissinger that they follow. So, but I don't think we're going to see this actually being done with them destroying the globe with nuclear, you know, problems, because there's a bigger plan for Europe. And I've researched this a few years back, and I also wrote that to the Swiss government and our generals. And I think we have to go really, really east, okay? So when you look, let's just say we eliminate 80% of the world population, Sherry, which people would you want to stay? Which are the preference race, so to say, in this world that would then be the slave, the perfect service kind, you know, type of people that would just not complain too much, just go with it, rack, jack, jack. And it's the Chinese. The Chinese culture, they're very used to a communist type of agenda. So, and the Chinese have a great plan for Europe. And I have a documentation that says that China has a plan to take over Europe between 2035 and 50 being end date. So that is all running. And I see that's also, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is how I do my research. And this is kind of the results I figured. I think the United States government and also the current, especially the current administration, is infiltrated through the Chinese Zanzu, the art of war type of agenda. And I think the very top, we mentioned, you know, the guys that really pull the strings, the three, you know, the G3Ps, the global public-private partnership, the very top guys, the banking families, you know, you're talking about Vatican, City of London, all these families there, we don't need to go into the details. Those guys, I think, agree that with a communist concept, it's the easiest and the best to actually install a one world government. So they use, and I'm not talking about the people of China. I'm talking just about the Communist Party, okay? The power structure, that those guys are in bed with the Rockefellers, with the Rothschilds, with City of, okay, London, with the Vatican. And even if you look at the digital and financial complex, you know, we have BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, we have, you know, we have Apple, we have Microsoft, we have, you know, all the Zuckerbergs of the world and all that. Those guys are all in the same bed, because if you look, all the really strong corporations are really US based, and they all push that one world, new world order agenda. So I think it's strictly a two-prong approach, you know, divide and conquer. So you have the Fed system, you have the BRICS. Everybody is looking left, right, like, you know, just like the Bankers Manifesto from 1892, Sherry. They talk about there that we have the two political systems in the United States. We have the Democrats, we have the Republicans. So they go back and forth, and then, you know, kind of they pull on each other's hair, they beat each other up. Mm-hmm. While the people are kind of busy looking what the Democrats and the Republicans are doing on the big issues, Sherry, they always agree. Look at the Patriot Act after 9/11, 27 days, I think, after 9/11, they pulled the Patriot Act 1 right out of the drawers. This is all prepared. Nothing ever happens anymore. Just because it happens. No, it's all planned. It's strategized. Strategy and tactics are being implemented. And we're being fooled. I think we're being fooled worldwide. And I also look at how they do and how Putin is running the war against the Ukraine. He has weapons he hasn't even applied yet.
Oh, wow.
He could knock this thing out in a few days if he want to. He doesn't. They still have a chance to have trains moving into the Ukraine. They still have air traffic. You know, there's still politicians that go, you know, even our people from our Federal Council of Switzerland, they fly over to visit him. If I would be having a war against an enemy, I would make sure there's nothing coming around through a landline, as in streets, trains, and airways. I would knock anything out. There's no, I don't see this happening. So it's not a real war. It's not really to stop anything. It's not really to stop the government in the Ukraine from doing what these guys are doing. It's all part of a big plan to have that destruction implemented across the whole world. China is doing everything in the direction of digitalization, transhumanization. Russia has its whole digitalization agenda going on. They want to go digital currency. They go do facial recognition in the airports and in the train station and the public transportation. It's everywhere the same agenda. And I think we really need to figure out as the people, we need to not really worry about panic and stuff about this nuclear war. I think this is strictly to keep us in panic because people are really, really getting just down to their rims. People are out of energy, motivation. And all we do here is to help people understand what's going on and then go back to, okay, what can we do? What can we do right now? And what we can do is to educate more people.
You know, you do that a lot with your organization, Christian. And just in the last week that there was a conference that the Swiss government coordinated with 100 nations on June 15th and 16th in a city near Lucerne. What was that about? What was the outcome from that?
It was amazing. The Swiss government in the past used to be, you know, in a position of running diplomacy between two countries, you know, and people, you know, have an issue. Usually Switzerland was involved in, you know, getting them on the table and figuring out, okay, an agreement, you know, towards peace. This time, everything is different, Sherry. We have never seen Switzerland like this. They have compromised our neutrality. They have absolutely and totally compromised our democracy here. And we have Federal Council members that don't even discuss, you know, military operations with the military. You know, it's crazy. So, but anyway, so Switzerland, you know, they try, okay, the West, you know, I'm talking, it's the United States military, especially industrial complex, coordinated with NATO, probably put that on to Switzerland to kind of, you know, get some kind of a peace conference going. So Switzerland put this peace conference together. They invited 160 nations, and all it really was propaganda and especially PR, public relations extravaganza, to talk about more war, you know, getting more money into the Ukraine, more weapons and stuff like that. And they forgot on purpose, they forgot to invite Russia. So Russia wasn't invited, which caused a major havoc to the whole conference. I mean, China canceled, they didn't go. So we had absolute, you know, key nations. India didn't show up. So we had, you know, all BRICS nations didn't show up. But I need to say, the all BRICS nations are still members in the International Bank of Settlement. We have to remember this. All BRICS nations are still members in the BIS. Okay, interesting. So coming full back, they had 160 nations invited. We had, I guess, 92 nations that showed up to the conference, and 8 international organizations were also there. UN was not there. On the end, after 2 days of meeting, Kamala Harris flew in, same day she left. So I don't know what was so pressuring to just come in, say hello, and then took off the same night. And out of those 92 nations, only 72 signed the final declaration because it was an absolute joke. You know, because if you have a peace conference, how come you're not inviting the actual parties to the war? So Ukraine and stuff. Everybody said, well, Russia didn't want to be invited, you know, and Zelensky said, you know, he doesn't want to be there with the Russians. So, so I think it was just a meet and greet and blow a lot of taxpayers' money. So it was an absolute joke. So to make this actually a real kind of laughable thing, we try to always make fun out of this. Okay, I think this is our, you know, seriously, this is our job to create jokes and have fun about this stuff. So my friend Alec Gagne is the initiator of the Mutual Peace Engagement Conference. So 2 days before this, the whole world came together in the Birkenstock in Lucerne, Alec coordinated this great international conference. And we together, we invited the Russians and the US and the Germans. So what the official conference wasn't able to pull together, we did. So we had the Russians there and we had the US there. And it was actually a really, really fun conference and extremely strong content. So we had Alec Gagne, the initiator, is a freedom activist here in Switzerland, really good heart. He's been doing this for many, many years. We had Ralph Bosshardt here. He's a special former military advisor to the Swiss ambassador in the Ukraine. We had Alexander Peske. He's a Swiss-Russian journalist, entrepreneur, and also a politician. Then we had Ray McGovern, the former CIA officer, okay? And he was, you know, back in the Ronald Reagan times, he was CIA, he was like special security briefings with Ronald Reagan. So, I mean, this guy is amazing. He maybe should be in your show too. I love him. He's just really great. And he has the whole history about how NATO, okay, happened and how NATO keeps expanding against what actually, you know, Bush won. And also Gorbachev, what they're agreed upon that not to expand, okay, not to expand NATO towards the Russian border. So, I mean, this is NATO, it's the US that's in breach of the agreement, not Russia, okay? Obviously, mainstream media never covers that. And then we also had Florian Pfaff, former major of the Bundeswehr German military, and he got pretty much kicked out of the military because he refused the orders in the military when it was about the Iraqi war. He said, hey, this is an illegal war. I'm out of here. I'm not taking orders, you know. So he came to talk for Germany, and he did a fantastic job. So all these five guys, we recorded. Everything is English, so all your viewers worldwide can go and watch this, and I think you can probably put that in the show notes that people can go follow this. I mean, the content of these 5 hours is just phenomenal. It gives you the whole history. It blasts everything apart that mainstream media is talking about. Everybody will be figuring out, okay, why do we have this mess in the Ukraine?
Isn't that the 64, well, no, the, you know, the $200 billion question, actually. I was going to say the $64,000. No, it's the $200 billion and more question, you know. What are we doing there? I mean, I heard a Kerry say on an interview, I guess I maybe read about it on Substack, that he slipped and let the cat out of the bag about what the real reason is that we're in Ukraine. And it has to do with the $2 or $3 trillion exactly. worth of rare earth minerals that exactly. they have. It's sort of like when we went to go war with Afghanistan, because they had all of our oil underneath their sand. Remember when that was kind of going around? Well, they have all of our rare earth minerals underneath their land, which again is the breadbasket, or has been, of most of Europe because of the rich soils and things there. And they're just decimating it over money. It's, and you know, I think the core source of everything that you've said so far, Christian, it comes back to one key thing. Always follow the money. Just follow the money. And it doesn't matter if it's the BRICS, if it's the BIS, if it's the Federal Reserve. It doesn't matter if it's the new central bank digital currency. It's all about the banksters and follow the money to where they're going to go. So we're going to take a quick break right here for just a second. So hold that thought. We come back, we've got lots more to do. We're going to change gears just a little bit. And so we want everybody to just sit tight, There's more to come. We'll be right back.
There are an awful lot of people that are affiliates for Mike Lindell because we all really appreciate what he does for this country. We appreciate the hard work that he does, and we appreciate his products. He has more than 200 products in his store, everything from pillowcases and comforters to doggy beds and to wonderful slippers and bathrobes. There's something for everybody and something for everybody in each age group. I mean, one of the things that I really like a lot are the pillowcases, the children's Bible story pillowcases that I just think are such a great way when you tuck your child into bed at night to use these pillowcases that they come from his store to start to tell the story about Adam and Eve and Noah and the Ark and different things. And they're colorful and they're really pretty. So from children all the way up to your gentlemen that want to have like nice slippers or to your dog, the doggy beds and things are just wonderful. So my pillow is a great place to shop for just about anything that you want. And if you use our affiliate code DRT, that helps us, that can benefit us, that helps Mike Lindell, and you'll get a great product for anybody that you're shopping for.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to our show tonight on Your Health. We're speaking with Christian Osch, president of the Swiss Association WIR. You know, Christian, I want to change gears with you a little bit about you are one of the other areas. I mean, you are, you know, since I've known you a really long time. And since you moved back to Switzerland, you've just been hot on the trail of being an activist leader, trying to get the government and the local people and the people close by in Germany and Austria, get people involved. But you are also always been my go-to person about 5G. I mean, you really took that on in the 5G and other EMF and radiations. And you recently told me about a study, an EMF study, that looked at the biological effects on our genes and our autonomic nervous system. It's a study published in PubMed. I went and read portions of it. It was a little bit scientific for me in terms of like physics and stuff like that. But can you sort of sum that up and tell people about what they are now finding out about 5G? And I think you told me a couple of years ago, well, 5G is sort of like a has-been thing. They're going to 6G and 7G. And I heard somewhere, somebody even said 10G. And so can you tell us a little bit what they found in this study of the effect on our genes and our autonomic nervous system of 5G and EMFs?
Yes. Well, thank you, Sherry. We tried to do our best, and it's a very complex, you know, theme, you know, 5G alone, you know, I mean, we have, as you spoke, you know, the technical aspect, we have the laws and the rights for the people. We have obviously the health issues with it. And then we have the economic impact, you know, with that in towards that infrastructure that they're putting in place is in the direction of being able to implement the digitalization for, you know, especially the transhumanization. And they're talking about that 5G, the fifth generation mobile technology, is the last technology that we are holding still in our hands. So in other words, the handies, okay, the cell phones. They're talking about 6G being the first of the next generation where that's going to be inside of us.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yes. So obviously what motivates me is to not sabotage, but hold up the build out from the 5G infrastructure. Okay. So right now, what you mentioned, the study, that is very, very significant. And from my experience, when I look worldwide, what is going on, who is doing what have we been doing, what have we not been doing? The game changer here in this study is that they have done a really good study model. And it's actually an attorney and also a doctor. He has both, okay, aspects of know-how. So he has figured out a way to figure a lawsuit concept. That if we can confirm that we have damages to our DNA and especially the chromosomal aberrations, you know, with the non-thermal impacts, in other words, radiation levels that are non-ionizing, okay? And right now, that study has confirmed that we have also damage to our DNA and gene structure, and especially specifically the chromosomal aberrations, damages, you know, with the non-ionizing radiation. So we have ICNIRP, but the International Commission for, you know, non-ionizing radiation protection, that organization that was founded through Motorola and the United States military.
Wow.
Those guys, that's a private club for members only. And those guys have the power to set the radiation levels for the whole world. So the World Health Organization takes that organization's radiation levels. And then each government goes after what their World Health Organization recommends. So you can see it's an extremely biased, you know, conflict of interest situation from top to bottom. This study confirms that also with these radiation levels do not protect us from long-term and even short-term damages to our really core structure of our biological system. That is a game changer. And here is why, Sherry. This is for your viewers very significant. What they have figured out is that we're being factor, not percentage, factor 7.6 times above the radiation levels allowed for the employees working at the nuclear plant. And so we as a society are being over-radiated higher, okay, than by factor 7.6 over what the maximum allowed radiation levels are for ionizing radiation. And now we know that non-ionizing, that's a farce, the whole thing. It's a lie. We're not being protected by any of those radiation levels through ICNIRP, because they have only been looking at the thermal effects, not the non-thermal effects. So all the biological problems in our bodies, they have completely just wiped under the table the whole time. Wow. So the whole thing is a massive, massive fraud. And this, I think the scientists worldwide will absolutely go into overdrive with this study alone. This just came out. And you know, the study that you have, you know, access to right now, even the what's in the public right now, people can download. I know there's way over 140 pages to this study.
Oh,
and
wow.
Only a very small piece is being publicized, because they saved the meat for the legal actions that are being prepared for right now. Even in the United States, there are some people that are working on some pretty significant lawsuits, probably even class action lawsuits.
Wow. You know, it just seems as though they're out to kill us from every perspective. You know, they're going to either starve us to death, like you said, they're going to take away our money and enslave us. They're going to radiate us and change our genes, and it's just going to accelerate the cancers already, the turbo cancers that we've been seeing from the jab. It's just going to magnify that even more. Do you think any of these ginormous companies, we've got quite a bit of time left here to talk yet.
Okay.
Do we think there's any recourse against them, against like the Microsoft and Gavi and Google and Facebook and Amazon? I mean, they are so large, so pervasive, and they're in almost every country of the world, if not every country of the world. What kind of recourse do we have? I mean, we no longer are living in any democracies. We're no longer living here in the U.S. in a constitutional republic.
Yeah.
We're living in a fascist world. And fascism, by definition, is run by companies, run by big organizations with lots of money that can just pull the levers and pull the strings. Do you think we, the people, have any recourse against this?
Yeah, I think hope always dies at last, right? So I think it's very key for us to keep the hope. And the hope is that we keep active. Active in utilizing exactly, you know, strategies like I just explained, okay? We have scientists that pour their entire life, their know-how, everything gets poured into doing a study like this. And you know, anybody that is not really supporting the narrative, mainstream government, mainstream media, as being censored, as being, you know, defamed and slandered and stuff. So, I mean, I got people all over, especially here in Europe. I got even organizations in the 5G, okay, movement that are shooting against me. People that are just defaming me and doing all sorts of things because of greed and ego and so. But we just keep going ahead. And we focus about the truth. We're exposing the truth. And we are having an effect, Sherry. My colleague, Daniel Laubscher, together with me, we've caused some major havoc here in Switzerland. Right now in Canton Bern, we have won in the state court system, even in the Supreme Court, we have cases that are giving us right. So, and we have done this by really specifically doing strategic, okay, lawsuits and doing our procedures against the government. And we already filed criminal claims against government, directors of departments. We have various things right now. We filed procedures, a claim against 127 communes. Wow. that put 4G, antennas up to the 5G. They upgraded it from 4 to 5G illegally. Okay, there was over 386 antennas that were done illegally, and that's in 127 communes. Excuse me. And so we have proven the fact, and the Supreme Court gave us the right that they have put them up illegally, and they actually have to take it down and restore to the old. So right now we're really center. We have to watch what they're actually going to do, but we have them against the wall here in Switzerland. And that's also the reason why Klaus Scheidegger, with his film, The Digital Dilemma, came to Switzerland to actually get our part brought into the film so we can broadcast that across the whole world. So gives people an idea, okay, how can you fight against those antennas, these mobile, stations across, the country.
So they've been ordered to take them down. Are they doing it?
They haven't done it yet. The interesting thing is we show that we are right, okay? From the right, the law's point of view, we've shown that we are right. Courts have confirmed that we're right. Now that has to go back to the communes. And the communes that have been saying for 5 years, we're the conspiracy theorists, right? You guys are nuts. So now they see, oh, wow, they're right. So now they have to get and switch gears, and they actually have to file the claim against the mobile technology companies that actually put the antennas up. So it's a big, big mess right now, all across Switzerland. They're really pulling their hairs out. Do something, Sherry. We really can do something. And that's why I'm bringing that out here on this interview with you, so other people can communicate with us and probably use the same strategies and do the same thing in their countries as well. So just never give up. Never give up. Doesn't matter how big your opponent is. Just keep hacking at it, the Goliath and David. Just keep at it. Never give up.
That reminds me of a short little story where it says, it goes something like this. I'm going to paraphrase it. But the story said that when Goliath came against David, everybody was so fearful that he was so big. And David looked at Goliath and said, "He's so big, I can't miss." So it's it's just a matter of perspective. Do you think that your opponent is so big you can't win, or is they so big you can't miss when you sling that slingshot? You know, one of the mechanisms that you use, Christian, to really help to wake people up and get people engaged and to educate people is film. And you have done a recent documentary that you said to me was a three-step approach. Tell us a little bit about that documentary film, and what does that mean about a three-step approach?
Yes, I shared with you the study, right? A very significant finding. For me, it's a game changer worldwide. So this non-ionizing and ionizing radiation, there is no difference, Sherry. There is no difference.
Why don't you take just a minute to explain what people have, just because people just need to have clarification on what is the supposed difference between ionizing and non-ionizing radiation, and now these scientists have discovered there's really no difference. What is supposed to be the difference?
Well, they're saying that over a 6 minute, you know, time period, if your tissue doesn't heat up, you know, then you don't have a thermal effect, you know. So they only measure when you actually heat up your cells or part of your body, if you put the phone on your head and stuff like that. So it's just a matter of how much time you have this exposure. But the whole time, you know, they always were talking about that non-ionizing or ionizing, there's a difference. But now we say that even if the non-thermal effects are causing damages to our DNA structure, DNA breaks, chromosomal aberrations, they have never figured that out before. And this study, double peer reviewed, double blind study, control group, everything, it has exposed this. This is done by the absolute top scientists in the world. And one of those guys is Professor Dr. Igor Belgiev, if I pronounce that right, from Slovakia. He is, in the cancer research clinic there. He's worldwide, he's one of the absolute most, you know, top scientists in that research. And he used the absolute top models in the laboratory and procedures, you know, to actually do this study. So I know right now the actual scientists that show interest for this, they're really all over this. And that's really, really significant. So what we have done is this Klaus Scheidsteiger is the main man behind everything, okay? With his attorney, there's the lawsuit structure with the study. Now the study confirmed what they were hoping we were able to confirm. So right now we have just launched the documentary film, The Digital Dilemma. It shows kind of the history of how everything happens and where this is all going. We have people in it, such as Fiorella Belpocci out of the Ramazzini Institute in Italy, world famous for all the cancer research that have been doing out of that. She's in the video, I was in the documentary. Then we have Professor Dr. Henry Lay out of the United States, also Professor Martin Paul. We have also Dr. George Carlo that's in the documentary. These are all top scientists in the United States, and they're extremely, extremely excited what came out of the study in coordination between Germany, Austria, and Slovakia. And it's just phenomenal. So our approach is with the documentary to bring everybody to the level, and it's all done well. It's not like really hardcore. It's for anybody, even people that are in the system, government employees, okay, teachers, university professors, anywhere we have a chance to bring that, you know, that video in, that documentary, excuse me, so people can become aware, okay, the danger of that digitalization, you know, and from there, we talk about the study, and then from there we go, and that's not mentioned, the first step is the video, education, the study for people that are in science, that really take this serious, you know, and then the lawsuits will be the third step. So it's really packed, okay? And I think with this strategy, we're going to cause some mega, mega major waves across the United, across the world, not just the United States. But we start right here in Europe, and everything is prepared into other languages as well to go and that just sell with this thing. So I just, like you said, I think Goliath is so huge, we can't miss. And we already proved we prove it here in Switzerland. We hit him. I mean, it's two people. It's Daniel and myself with our nonprofit organization together. And Daniel is an architect. That was his profession. He worked for the Canton Bern. He worked for the city of Solothurn. And he was an insider. And over the last 5 years, he figured out, wow, these guys, the 5G critics, they're right. So he jumped ship. He's now independently, you know, working with the communes, educating them about the law and where the corruption is happening, where the conflict interests are at. And so he writes excellent, you know, claims and procedures in the courts, and many times better than the attorneys does it, because he understands. He really knows exactly where to hurt him.
Are the courts in Switzerland And maybe throughout Europe too, because like you said, you've got all the big people there. You've got, the WHO and the UN and the international court of set the international courts and things in Switzerland. Are the courts as manipulated and bought off as they are in the United States? Or are they still maintaining their independence, their third branch of the government, like they're supposed to?
Like talking about separation of power. Exactly. No, we actually have the same problem here. That's why it was so extremely important. We don't have any success anywhere else but in 5G. So anything with COVID, the whole thing there, they don't accept anything. Okay. The public prosecutors don't accept any claims. Okay. We filed against the Swissmedic and stuff. Nothing happens. The only place we have success is with 5G because we have a different strategy there. We applied different strategies and we really did it from the bottom up. And I think we also need to do this with the people towards a solution. We cannot find a solution from the top down. In other words, from the national government down to the cantonal or the state governments, we have to go to the people, the taxpayers. That's really where we have to start the whole thing. And why am I saying this? When people watch our documentary video, The Digital Dilemma, would say in the next 4 weeks, we should have the English version ready to have that come to the United States. It will make waves. I know it's going to be a big deal. So with this video, we have people that watch that are actually government workers. I even think there's going to be politicians, there's going to be judges, they're going to be start watching this closer and closer because it's really getting into making waves here. So what's happening is people have to come and figure out, it's like, oh, wait a minute. Maybe these guys are right, I just haven't figured out what electrosmog feels like, what are the effects, what are the symptoms and stuff like that. But you know what? I haven't been sleeping really well. I have, heart rhythm issues, you know what I mean? Almost forgot to speak English. I speak just German. They start figuring out, wait a minute, you know what? These symptoms, the medical doctors are telling me these symptoms is like towards a burnout or stuff like that, but the actual side effects are really electrosmog. So more people becoming aware is like, wait a minute, I got an antenna, 5G antenna, 150 meters from my house, blasting me the whole time. And 3G and 4G is blasting me too. They haven't stopped those yet. So we have 3G, 4G, 5G, blah, blah, blah. And what's really significant is here, the media is telling all our people, okay, the politicians, everybody involved, all the way to the government and the communes, they're telling them that we are being irradiated at a lower level with 5G because of the adaptive technology. And that's not true. So if you want to send 100 times more data, 100 times faster, in physics, you don't have to go and be a physics professor to know that this is absolutely impossible. You can't send more data faster with less power. Okay, so they actually are radiating us by much higher levels. So factor 3.2, exactly 316%, they're over-radiating us now with the 5G technology. It's so big. And we have now validated that at the Supreme Court level here in Switzerland, that the 5G, when they turn up to 5G, that the people are being radiated at much, much higher levels and everybody is lying. The industry is lying. The government has been lying at us. The media has been lying at us. And we're exposing all of this. And the people are going and they're causing havoc at the city council meetings. And to say, wait a minute, here is the evidence. Here we have got court cases. So the movement is really coming from us educating the people, getting them the tools at the bottom. They get the printouts, they get the court cases, they go to the communes, the city council members, and say, wait a minute, guys, we voted you in. You know what? You got, we voted you here. This is your job now. Let go. And so they can contact us, our Verein, our association, the nonprofit. And together with Lauscher Plan Network, Daniel Lauscher together, we then can assist those communes. And now we got it to the level where the communes file criminal cases against the mobile and telecom companies. It's great. I love it.
So what are you, at the end of the day, Christian, let's say that you were wildly successful. You got everybody involved, even the people, the politicians and the people in the courts and all that stuff said, yes, you're absolutely right. What would be the ultimate, absolutely wave a wand and make the best thing in the world happen? What would you like to see happen from all of this?
Well, that's a really loaded question, Jerry. That's amazing, actually. I mean, I may have to break it down into little chunks that you can actually swallow and digest it. You know, so for me, you know, 5G is the one theme that we're at. We have others as well, like the media boycott we launched last year. They weren't really happy about this here in Switzerland. That's really a fun one. But 5G, I think number one is that we can hold up the infrastructure from being built out as quick as they wanted to do that. So Switzerland is like an extremely well connected, okay? We're really highly radiated because everything is so well connected. You know, the public transportation, you've been here, Jerry, 3 times, right? You know, the trains and everything, the bus system, we have, you know, so in other words, we have to be fair. It's not just the mobile technology that is radiating us. We have radar, we have military radar, we have at home, our wireless phones at the house. We have, you know, like right now, my mouse is connected to a cable. I don't have anything wireless in my whole house. The router, the Wi-Fi needs to be turned off. We need to use cable. So it really starts with educating the consumers. How do we really use and apply today's gadgets, okay? Tablets, handies. So when I have my handy here in the office, I can go and put an Ethernet cable adapter and plug it directly to the cable of my router. So there's no wireless. And I put my phone on flight modus, and then I'll be on data. And so I don't have the radiation levels normally people are exposed to. Same thing with your printer right next to your desk. People don't know how to turn off the printer. When you have a biologist come check, you know, out your house, does maybe, you know, figure out all your rooms, I would suggest you do that. So you know what and how you're exposed to what, you know, gadgets. Like I had a desk here, where you can go a stand-up desk. So you have a little motor there plugged into the power cord. So they go up and down all day long, sitting and then standing and stuff. So I left that always plugged in, Jerry. I had no idea that this electric that generated down there, that adaptive thing, is causing such a massive level of radiation right into my groin underneath the desktop. So we have to really educate the consumers in how we use. And, you know, the most important thing I can say is your cell phone is really a weapon. They can use this technology to actually get you a heart attack over the frequencies. These things are not just receiving, they're also sending. So everybody's becoming receiving, sending. So it's a very dangerous piece of equipment. People just need to realize that. And I learned that from a guy that is in the electronic warfare here in Switzerland. They have the technology to actually send us a heart attack over our telephone. So we have to understand. So when a mom or a dad passes the cell phone on a two-year-old child to kind of be the babysitter, to watch a video, a cartoon on a handy, as in other words, on a cell phone or a tablet, that is just something that we got to absolutely, as a community, stop doing. This is just crazy.
Yeah, because once you with tablets and all these different things, you're right. Wow.
It's very dangerous. It's amazing. And we also have a professor in our documentary, and she shows about the addiction being on the phone or on a PC or on a tablet and stuff, and all these devices has the exact same effects of drinking alcohol or smoking. So you cannot tell a child you only can be on your tablet for 1.5 hours. It has the same. It's just like you're drinking just 1.5 hour alcohol, but you do it every day. It's amazing. All the results we got out of this documentary. It's a mind-blowing documentary, Sherry. I can't wait to share this with you and your community.
And when do you think it's going to be ready in English? When do you think it's going to be ready?
I think mid July we should be ready to go.
Oh wow, that's great. That'll be really great. And it's called The Digital Dilemma. So Christian, as soon as you're ready to go, we'll have you back on one of our shows and we'll talk in more detail about the documentary and where people can find it and watch it. We're going to take one more really short break here. We're going to be back in 1 minute. We've got a really important thing to talk to you about here at the end of our conversations today with Christian Oesch, the president of the Swiss Association WIR. Please don't go away. We'll be right back. We also have an apparel line on our store that has just the best things. In fact, I go and shop at my own store. I mean, I really do go and buy stuff out of my own store. They have t-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and mugs and totes. We've got a great designer. We're always adding new things all the time. And either one of those two product lines, either our private label supplements, our Opti line, the white bottles with the green leaves on it, or with the apparel store, and they're two separate stores. They do not have a single shopping cart. It's like you go in one store and get your groceries and you go to the other store and get your shoes. Well, these are two separate stores, but you can use the same affiliate code. If you use the code podcast, when you go to the checkout, you can get 10% off on everything you buy every time you go to the store. Well, welcome back to our last segment, everyone. And boy, this has been really, really informative on what's going on in the government over there, what's happening with NATO, why we are really fighting in Ukraine. And all this last segment, when we were talking about the effects of 5G with a new study that's just come out that will be linked up in the show notes here. But we've got one more really important thing to talk about. And Christian told me that just last week was at the beginning of the month, there was a 4.4 magnitude earthquake in central Switzerland. Well, and you know, Switzerland is right in the middle of the Alps. It's not the place where there's fault lines, where things are always moving around, like say in Kansas or in Wyoming. I just saw a video about that a couple of days ago. Those mountains really don't move very often. I mean, Christian, you've grown up most your entire life in Switzerland. Have you ever had an earthquake there before?
We have constantly small little earthquakes, but those are, you know, kind of followed and tracked as earthquakes. And does what we want to talk right now about
well,
is everything else.
I'm trying to say that, you know, that they're not really that common to have a one at a 4.4 magnitude, right?
Correct. All okay. Small ones. Yeah.
They're just little things where the mountains are just moving. And so the 1st of June, there was a 4.4 magnitude earthquake that you have found out information that it really wasn't just the earth moving and shaking. It was something else. What was that something else?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's kind of not so easy for me to talk about this, Sherry, but you know, it is very important that we are aware of really what's happening. So I got a phone call from a donor from our nonprofit organization. We have a really, really good relationship. And he said, "Oh, Christian, you know what? 2:30 in the morning, just a little bit after 2:30, exactly to 2:34 p.m. in the morning on the 4th of June, there was this mega, mega noise, like an explosion and stuff like that. And then they recorded that there was an earthquake that day. So it was actually, I think it was the United States with the seismic, you know, centers. The United States was the first one that reported it. And what was very significant is it was very shallow. In other words, just underneath the surface of the ground, around 100 meters on the ground. That is already really weird, right? So, but anyway, he said, you know what? This is really strange. It didn't feel like an earthquake. It was very different. So I said, well, what do you think about doing? You know, do you want to just go and start a full-on investigation, stuff like that? So in other words, a whole team got put together with an attorney and then physicists, you know, mathematician that also took apart Nord Stream 2 in Germany, you know, that whole thing that got blown in pieces. So anyway, we have certain people in this team now, specialists from all over that have absolutely and totally analyzed what happened. And the interesting is that the epicenter is exactly in the property of Rheinmetall. Rheinmetall is a corporation, Germany, who builds weapon, okay? So they build tanks, they build other war machinery, okay? And they have a subsidiary in Switzerland. So the blast or that earthquake was supposed to happen on their property. Hello? So that was really weird, right? So what motivated us is because we have two lakes with dams very nearby. My friend that got woken up in the middle of the night is only 4 kilometers away from the epicenter. All right. So we kind of looked as like, well, it has to be something that is really okay. We need to figure this all out. So we have really done our work. We have the full analysis now from the physicists and the mathematicians. And I have it all here in my hands, which is all confidential. I'm not mentioning names and stuff like that. But we actually have 99.999% evidence that this was not an earthquake. It was an explosion.
Wow.
So what happened is now we wrote, in other words, the attorney wrote an order to the military and the federal council, the prosecutors here in Switzerland, and also the two state governments that are responsible, you know, these two states that would be, in other words, in the stream. In other words, if the dam were to break, when there are more explosions and stuff like that, where would it flood and which what? So they figured all the stuff out that in case of an explosion and the dam would break, Zurich, the town, the city of Zurich, would be up to 8 meters underwater. So just that, the danger of having a war machine, so to say, corporation doing tests, underground tests, okay, causing explosions that cause earthquakes, whatever it is so dangerous. There has to be a report done. So really nothing happens in the mainstream media. It was just reported really brief, 4.4 magnitude earthquake, and then it was quiet. So now we have sent this to the government with the whole full-on analysis, and the analysis tells us it was about 5 metric tons of TNT. That's equivalent to about 60 LKVs, in other words, 60 semis times 40 tons of TNT that will cause such an explosion underneath the ground. So it cannot possibly, the logistics from doing that is impossible to do it because you have to wire everything. Everything has to be one blast and stuff. So when we look at the exact charts from the seismic centers and all that stuff, it can only be an explosion. And in order to get such a blast, Sherry, it has to be a mini nook.
Oh,
it has to be a mini nook.
A mini nuclear bomb?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
And that here in a neutral state in Switzerland, neutral to everything. And here we're generating tests. And two days after the earthquake, 2 days, Lockheed Martin, okay, Lockheed Martin, you know that corporation making weapons for the United States military and all over the world. They did a press release with Rheinmetall Germany about collaborating and starting ammunition company, in other words, a factory in the Ukraine. Okay, so 2 days after that event, and the sister company in Switzerland is causing such a mega blast. Okay, so now we haven't gotten any reports back from the federal government, from the military, from the prosecutors. Total silence. It's crazy.
You know, it seems to me, and I've been saying this for a while now, you sort of like shot this down a while ago in our conversation about them trying to do nuclear things to destroy the world. But it does seem like they are pushing so hard, you know, between Israel and Palestine and Gaza and everything that's happening in the Ukraine. And now they're going after southern Lebanon, and they just seem like they just are chomping at the bit to have some sort of major catastrophic war. And if they're testing nuclear bombs, if you can prove that they've really done that, that's really serious business.
It's very serious because what I hear, there is some research, just really, really, you know, current research, is that there is a possibility that they would do a false flag in one of the major cities here in Europe. In other words, a NATO nation, EU nation, to cause a mini nuke blast, okay? And then blame it on the Russians.
Oh, of course.
Okay. So you may just heard, you know, like yesterday they blasted Sevastopol in the Crimea.
Mm-hmm.
They did, and they used really nasty ammunition. They killed children on the beach and stuff, so they killed civilians. So Russia just today said that the United States is now party to the wars. It's a war party, okay, in the conflict. So this is definitely escalating. So it could be, the test could be associated with testing what they're trying to do as a false flag in some major city. It's disgusting.
It's very disgusting. Well, Christian, we could talk on for another couple of hours, but unfortunately our time tonight has kind of come to a close. And boy, this has been so interesting. Where are the best places that we can locate you to follow what you're doing? And we're definitely going to have you back once your documentary is out. But where in the meantime can we find you and support your work and to know more about your boots on the ground efforts there in Switzerland and across Europe?
Yeah, it's most likely our website. We also have a Telegram channel that we put every day. We're putting things out there, but our website, the Verein Wir, I think we're going to put that in your show notes, right? Verein Wir. So yeah, I think we have a YouTube channel. We don't use that too much because of the censorship. Also, we're being censored like crazy, I can imagine. People that follow you could imagine why.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would welcome anybody worldwide to support our activities, our projects. We really are moving some big rocks, and you know, I would be really excited. We have already members. We have members out of the United States and North America, Canada as well. So anybody that is following you, Sherry, would be absolutely welcome to support our nonprofit. We have an annual membership for individuals for 40 francs. We have a family membership for 50 francs. And they have, you know, certain advantages and benefits and stuff. And then we have a small business membership for 150 Swiss francs. And we have all sorts of things that we exchange with them. We have a newsletter that tells them all our activities, keeps them up to date. So, yeah, we'll be pleased to have people to come by and check things out. So it would be fantastic. Thank you so much, Sherry.
Well, we'll make sure that we have the correct spelling in the show notes, and where there'll be hyperlinks so people can go right to your site to be able to donate, to follow you, particularly this interesting thing about the 5G. That is just really, really interesting to get a global support behind that. So with that, Christian, I want to thank you so much for joining me here tonight. This has been unbelievably interesting, and I knew it would be because you and I talk about whenever we get together or whenever we just talk on Zoom, we always end up talking about very interesting things, which I really, really appreciate you, and I appreciate your efforts. So with that, I want to close out tonight with everybody being here with us tonight. And thank you so much for being here. I want to close out with one of my favorite verses from the Bible. I close all my broadcasts with, whether they are live or pre-recorded, which is Romans 12, 12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until the next time, remember to lean into God, trust him for everything, more than ever with the things that are going on in this world. He won't let you down. So we'll see you here next week, same place, same time at 7 p.m. Eastern time for the 10 Penny Files on your health. Christian, thank you so much for being here. To everyone else, good night and God bless.
Thank you very much for having me.
In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny Podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.